Word. Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell. Hello. And then this is Hillary Slinger. We've had many conversations together. If anybody doesn't know about Hillary, they can listen to the first couple to get her whole story. Hillary and I, before we hit record, we've gotten a lot of questions, and we've gotten them. They're frequently asked questions about how do you choose what kind of midwife to be? So Hillary, I'll let you take it away. High level, your background and what those common questions look like.
My answer when people ask how do I become a midwife is typically not the way I did it, which was a very circuitous route. I am both a CNM and a CPM, retired CPM at the moment. But people have to start, when they're starting out, they're often saying, I know I want to be a midwife. I'm just not sure which way to get there. And so I think that they need to look at what the there is for them. What is your vision? Do you want to limit yourself to home birth and birth centers, or what we're now calling community birth? Do you have a passion for the full range of reproductive health? Do you want to work in hospitals because that's where the majority of women are birthing, and to make changes within that environment? So that's some of it. There's also do you want to work internationally? What state are you in? Are you going to be there long term? I know you were previously in Alaska, which is really different from Michigan, right? Where do you see your life taking you? Where are you in your life right now? So that's a piece of the, what is your vision for midwifery? Where are you in your education? So are you coming in with previous education? I found midwifery in my last year of obtaining a bachelor in something that was totally unrelated. And some people are coming in and they're already a nurse and they're saying, well, should I just do the nurse midwifery route? Or I had somebody who I worked with for many, many years, who was an RN, and having worked in the hospital and particularly in a high risk obstetrics floor, wanted to become a CPM because she felt the combination of being an LM and a CPM was where she wanted to go, and not working as a CNM in the hospital. So I think that there are many different pieces that you need to put together.
Yeah, and it's not a simple answer. And some people don't, I think part of our job when we get these calls or these messages and questions is giving them the questions to ask themselves. I don't give the answer. I just give them the questions because they don't know the questions to ask themselves. They don't know the history of the regulations, the dynamics, the settings. They get so overwhelmed. And I've heard it a lot recently. They'll call the different schools to try to get some of that education. And it's not, that's either you apply for us or you don't. Like there's not a lot of resources helping them navigate.
And that's another piece of it. And we can talk about it as the CNM education and the CPM education. And within each of those, there are also choices to be made. So let's say that I'm an RN, I have a bachelor in nursing, and I decide, okay, I want to become a CNM. Then you're looking at, do I want to do a distance program? Do I want to do an on-site program? So both you and I graduated from a school that does a distance program, but not everybody is that kind of learner. And I certainly have heard of, have had people who bemoaned the online learning and what structure of online learning is it? Are there actually virtual classes where you attend class with other people, or is it asynchronous where you're essentially going online and having to just interact between you and the computer?
Well, and the other things to add for barriers, are you able to move? Is there a school near you? like even the simple things, some people have the innocence. They think, well, the school's going to take care of the clinicals because they did it for nursing or they do it for other degrees. And some do, but most don't. And that may be part of your determination because clinical sites have become more and more increasingly difficult. So it's so complex. You're not just finding out what credits transfer and is it online? Is it 2 years? Is it 4 years? Is it a master's? Is it a bachelor's? Is it a certificate? You start shutting down. And so our goal is to simplify it.
Right. So if you may be limited by your geography, but you may not be. And so doing your research. And then the next layer beyond that, as you talk about clinicals, but also there's what's included in the curriculum or the curricular approach. And it really is different if you're in a large teaching hospital, let's say, and you're are you elbow to elbow with medical residents?
Yeah.
Is there inclusion of community birth in the curriculum? And so when I've interacted with CNM students, it may be different if they're at the University of Washington, where that is included in the curriculum. Mm-hmm. Versus University of New Mexico, it has not been to date, or Eastern North Carolina, they didn't have that in their curriculum. So I think that you have to look at who are the instructors, what's included in there, are these electives versus are they part of the standardized curriculum? I don't know if there's anything else you want to say about, oh, and cost.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a huge difference too. Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to pay for this? And if you're taking out loans, is that going to dictate where you're working when you get out of school? Yep. I've known people who are sure that they're going to be birth center midwives or open a home birth practice until they look at how much they have to pay in student loans coming out.
And then that HRSA looks very tempting. I'll go work at a lovely federal facility for a couple of years, get those debt disappeared, and then I'll start my private practice.
And that really didn't work for a lot of people.
Yes. I mean, that's their maybe original goal, but then after you get into a certain setting, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Well, and that's a whole nother political talk about how that program has or has not been working for midwives. So that's CNM. Mm-hmm. And when I think about CPM, there's two main routes into it. One is going through a MEEC accredited school or even a non-accredited program. And there are some, like in Texas, the Association of Texas Midwives is not MEEC accredited, but is a very viable modular option. I'm working right now for a school that's accredited, the Institute is accredited by ABHES, when midwifery is only one part of it. And then there's the PEP process, which is the portfolio evaluation process. So the PEP was created in order to preserve apprenticeship as a viable route. And in essence, it is a formalized apprenticeship process. Also requires a lot of self-study. Again, do you want a curriculum versus not? There is one MEEC accredited school, the National College of Midwives, which it provides a template that people can follow for the academic process while they're working with a preceptor. So I think some of it is, again, are you somebody who wants to go to class to have a standardized curriculum, to have a syllabus in front of you, or are you somebody who can really just be self-motivated for the learning? Yeah.
Well, and the learning styles, I mean, like hands-on, audible, like if you want to have group interaction or are you solo reading a book, like your learning style. So I know people, we hear it all the time. And I wish we could make like a, because it would be an extensive algorithm. We'd have like 1,000 different directions, but it comes down to I loved your first comment. Where do you want to go? What type of midwife do you want to be in the future? And you can't predict the future. You don't know your husband's going to join the military partner and you're going to be scattered, or you don't know the future, but to the best of the ability of what you're passionate about, do you love more the out of hospital setting? Do you want to stay in your hometown? Do you want to travel internationally? Those are the questions about your personality. I think the decision of cost and some of these minor things are the details. Once you determine I want to be a CPM or a CNM, you break out those two pathways and I want full scope, reproductive, a little more integrated with the bigger healthcare system versus, I like the community base. I like the philosophy. I like the approach. Then you start navigating the details of the courses and the curriculums in the state once you can navigate the two main educational pathways.
And it really does matter what state you live in. And for some people, they want to be a trailblazer, and there aren't midwives in their community, and they really want to bring midwifery to the community versus other people who are, I don't want to be the first, but I happen to live in a community where midwifery is thriving, or even in a state where midwifery is thriving. I think you also need to look at reimbursement. If you want to be serving, let's say, a Medicaid population or a TRICARE population, you have to look at what are your state regulations. Let's say that, and you and I have talked about this, that in Michigan, CPMs are not Medicaid providers, whereas in New Mexico, they are Medicaid providers.
Well, so, they can be like a CNM is, but then they don't cover home birth. So, it's one of those things where you've got the layers to go through.
Well, and they may cover home births for CNMs in certain states and not in others. And it's interesting, there are states where I have known CNMs who then decided to become CPMs and be licensed that way in their state. Because, for instance, in Florida and in South Carolina, CPMs have what is perceived as a more independent scope of practice than CNMs do. So are CNMs regulated in your state as APRNs or advanced practice registered nurses? Do they need a collaborative agreement? There are some states that a few, only a handful at this point, but where CNMs can't have a home birth practice. So where is it that you want to go? Start with that before you start.
Look at the good states, kind of make a list, what are the regulations? And if you want to start a birth center, then you've got two regulations to look at. So I always tell people kind of group and make a list. Well, I would never move to these states, but I might consider this state. And you just do a statistical analysis of I'm a person that likes lots of choices, or I'm a person that's I know what exactly I'm going to do. I'm going to live here. I'm going to do this. This is going to happen. So I got to figure out the route that works at this current time. I can't predict the future, but it's your personality. It's really what makes you make decisions.
Mm-hmm. Taking the long view, mm-hmm. I have seen so many changes in regulations, statutory and otherwise, for both CNMs and CPMs over the 40 years that I've been involved in midwifery. So I also see a future where CPMs are more integrated into the healthcare system.
Yeah.
I see a future where reimbursement for midwives, both in birth centers and in home birth practices, is expanding. And this is where midwifery always seems to come back to public policy. Mm-hmm. And there's so much of a push for increased utilization of midwives. And so for those of us who have been doing it, sometimes it feels like we're inching along, but those changes are happening. So again, the long view, we're seeing more and more states where there is licensure for CPMs, whereas 40 years ago, it was just a handful. We're now at, I think, 36 states. And those states that are coming on board are looking at Medicaid reimbursement for midwives. And of course, my dogs have to
You're be fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
But I do think that things are opening up for reimbursement. I also see midwives pushing for more midwifery educational options. And so whereas right now there's only one CPM school that's in a state college, I know of other states that are working on that. If I was going to do this all over again, and this is just my view from here, mm-hmm. I see more and more states incorporating MEEK education into their licensing language. And so I do think that if you're looking at becoming a CPM, do take a look at the options for going via MEEK accredited education pathways.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And I can't stress it enough. I know you and I have talked on the sidelines, like the history of midwifery since the last 2 years, the pandemic, the legislature, the backdrop stuff for opportunities with midwives. If you've ever been considering becoming a midwife, like this is the prime time. Like you, by the time you graduate, there's going to be so many opportunities for you in 2 to 5 years. So stressing that as well.
Oh, I do see changes happening everywhere. There was one state that that I was writing up, looking at the statistics from the CDC, that there was a 37% increase in home births from in 2020. So this was a report that just came out at the end of 2021.
Yeah, I believe it. I talked to all those midwives that are burnt out from the influx of what they're trying to support. So yeah, I believe that wholeheartedly.
I think it was Michigan that it was 37%. I have to go back, but the average was 23% across the country.
So I know Hillary, you and I always are open to talk to people that are potential midwives. They can email us, they can go on Facebook, they can just reach out to me and say, hey, I can't find Hillary's contact information. Like, we both love helping out new midwives, well-seasoned midwives, aspiring midwives, because I think if we don't join together and try to support each other in this complex midwifery realm, like we've got to unify a bit more in all directions.
I also wanted to add one more thing, which is I'm seeing more and more people who trained as CNMs, perhaps in a program that where they didn't have any content on out-of-hospital birth, making the transition to birth center and home birth practice. And I know that you offer that piece of how do you run a business at the same time as you're working as a midwife, but know that there are resources out there and both of us offer those resources.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like you and I both have a home birth course. They're very different styles and dynamics online. But yeah, and when you're thinking of a program, like the CPM route tends to give you more business education. For the CNM route, Frontier gives you how to start a birth center course. And that's the only one I'm aware of that's a business implementation in the curriculum. So it depends on if you just want to learn to train to be a midwife, or do you want to also have incorporated the business side of your training to run a private practice. So you and I both help with mentoring on that direction as well.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Hillary, for your time as always. I can talk for hours and hours, but maybe your dog is saying it's dinner time, so we'll have to let you go.
Okay, bye.